You're listening to Tea with Tolkien, a podcast for the Hobbit at heart. Pull up a cozy chair and join us as we chat about the works and Catholic faith of J.R.R. Tolkien and strive to carry a little piece of Middle-earth into our own daily lives. Today is a special bonus episode because it is Tolkien Reading Day! Yay! If you don't know what Tolkien Reading Day is, well, you are in for quite a treat, even though this episode will be posted a little bit late because we've had kind of a rough week here in the Tea with Tolkien family. We've had a couple of sick kids, an emergency room trip, and just in general, it's been rough. So if you wouldn't mind sparing a little prayer for our family, I would be so grateful. But I just really wanted to make sure I got to record a special episode for today because it's so important to those of us who love Tolkien. So Tolkien Reading Day is celebrated on the 25th of March every year in honor of the day on which the One Ring was destroyed. The Tolkien Society has celebrated this day by encouraging fans to read and share their favorite passages, and so I just wanted to share some of mine. If you haven't already, I would encourage you to share yours on social media using the hashtag Tolkien Reading Day and tag me so I can see it too. I chose all of my favorite passages today from The Lord of the Rings, maybe because it's the most familiar to me of all of Tolkien's works, but also because it's what has had the biggest influence on my life and has meant the most to me so far. The more I read The Silmarillion, the more I fall in love with it, but I'm just not quite as familiar with it as I am with The Lord of the Rings, and so I just wanted to share some of these passages. Coincidentally, all of these passages are also from The Return of the King, and I didn't intend to do that, but I guess it's just my favorite book. This first passage is from Book 6, Chapter 1. After he believed Frodo to be dead, Sam has taken the ring and determined to finish Frodo's quest for him. However, he learned that Frodo was not actually dead, and he had instead been taken by orcs and carried away. So Sam is following them now in an attempt to rescue them. However, he's already being tempted by the ring. Tolkien writes, "In that hour of trial, it was the love of his master that helped most to hold him firm, but also deep down in him lived still unconquered his plain hobbit sense. He knew in the core of his heart that he was not large enough to bear such a burden, even if such visions were not a mere cheat to betray him. The one small garden of a free gardener was all his need and due, not a garden swollen to a realm, his own hands to use, not the hands of others to command." So after this realization, Sam is filled with a renewed sense of strength, and he continues on. After climbing to the top of the stairs in the Tower of Cirith Ungol and being unable to find Frodo, Sam sinks down and bows his head, feeling altogether discouraged and hopeless once again. However, he then finds himself singing, "In western lands beneath the sun, the flowers may rise in spring. The trees may bud, the waters run, the merry finches sing. Or there may be 'tis cloudless night, and swaying beeches bear the elven stars as jewels white amid their branching hair. Though here at journey's end I lie, in darkness buried deep, beyond all towers strong and high, beyond all mountains steep, above all shadows rides the sun, and stars forever dwell. I will not say the day is done, nor bid the stars farewell." Sam's song draws the attention of an orc, thinking he is hearing Frodo. The orc uses a ladder to access the final chamber hidden above, and it is with that Sam is able to find Frodo and rescue him. In this next chapter, The Land of Shadow, Frodo and Sam scramble through Mordor, trying desperately to finish their quest. At one point, they find a place to hide, and Sam tells Frodo to sleep while he keeps watch. Tolkien writes, "Then at last, to keep himself awake, he crawled from the hiding place and looked out. The land seemed full of creaking and cracking and sly noises, but there was no sound of voice or foot. Far above the Ethel Duath, in the west, the night sky was still dim and pale. There, peeping among the cloud rack, above a dark tor high in the mountains, Sam saw a white star twinkle for a while. The beauty of it smote his heart as he looked up out of the forsaken land and hope returned to him. For like a shaft, clear and cold, the thought pierced him that in the end the shadow was only a small and passing thing, there was light and high beauty forever beyond its reach. After the ring is ultimately destroyed, Frodo and Sam awake to find themselves in the field of Cromallen. Aragorn is king, Gandalf is returned, the ring is gone, and all, it seems, is right with the world once again. Tolkien writes, "Well, Master Samwise, how do you feel?" he said, he being Gandalf. But Sam lay back and stared with open mouth, and for a moment, between bewilderment and great joy, he could not answer. At last he gasped, "Gandalf, I thought you were dead. But then I thought I was dead myself. Is everything sad going to come untrue? What's happening to the world?" "A great shadow has departed," said Gandalf, and then he laughed, and the sound was like music, or like water in a parched land. And as he listened, the thought came to Sam that he had not heard laughter, the pure sound of merriment, for days upon days without count. It fell upon his ears like the echo of all the joys he had ever known. But he himself burst into tears. Then, as a sweet rain will pass down a wind of spring, and the sun will shine out the clearer, his tears ceased, and his laughter welled up, and laughing he sprang from his bed. "How do I feel?" he cried. "Well, I don't know how to say it. I feel, he waved his arms in the air, "I feel like spring after winter, and sun on the leaves, and like trumpets and harps and all the songs I have ever heard." Later on in the chapter, the hobbits are brought out before the host of men, and they are met with great praise. Tolkien writes, "And all the host laughed and wept, and in the midst of their merriment and tears, the clear voice of the minstrel rose like silver and gold, and all the men were hushed. And he sang to them, now in the elven tongue, now in the speech of the west, until their hearts, wounded with sweet words, overflowed, and their joy was like swords, and they passed in thought out to regions where pain and delight flow together, and tears are the very wine of blessedness." So, these are five of my favorite passages from The Lord of the Rings, and I'm so happy to be sharing them with you. I hope you enjoyed listening to them, and hope maybe that's inspired you to read a little bit of Tolkien. Even though Tolkien Reading Day is almost over, why not make every day Tolkien Reading Day? These are quotes that have pierced my own heart in a way, and hopefully they will resonate with you a little bit. And I would just love to hear what your favorite quotes are. You can leave them in the comments on the blog post for this podcast, or you can send them to me on Twitter or Facebook or wherever. I've really enjoyed seeing so many people celebrate this special day. I also wanted to mention, just on a quick couple of final notes, today is the opening of our spring pop-up shop. I have a limited selection of some of our most popular items from when we had an Etsy shop. Back in December, we had to close because, honestly, it's a lot of work and it was just a little bit much for me, but I'm super excited to be able to offer a couple of items just for the short amount of time so that I'll be able to better balance everything. I'm super excited about all of the designs. We have some of our most popular ones, the Book Stack t-shirt, the Hobbit at Heart mug, the Little Hobbit onesie, as well as a new design made for us by Daffodils and Ink. It's actually the second to last quote that I read to you. "I feel like spring after winter and sun on the leaves." And I thought it was a really fun design. I hope you'll like it too. I also wanted to mention, if you're on Instagram, I'm hosting a giveaway in celebration of Tolkien Reading Day this week. The giveaway will close on March 30th at 10 p.m. Eastern, and I hope it's you that wins. You can visit my Instagram feed at TeaWithTolkien for all the details and how to enter. I'm also going to add a link to an article that I wrote a couple years back about the significance of March 25th, not only in the world of Tolkien, but in the Catholic world as well, because it's actually quite a significant day. So with that, I would just like to wish you all a beautiful rest of the day, since the day's almost over, but I hope you had a wonderful solemnity of the Annunciation, and I will be back tomorrow to talk to you all about one of my favorite quotes that I had mentioned in this episode, Sam's, "I feel like spring after winter and sun on the leaves," as well as a little discussion on the significance of spring in Tolkien's writings. So make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you won't miss an episode. I hope you have a beautiful day. Make sure you read some Tolkien. If you already read some Tolkien, then you should read some more Tolkien. and drink more tea too. Okay, goodbye, guys. Thank you.